Kmart, they're getting signatures right now.
All right, greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney, and I'm here to help if anyone needs anything. Pull me away from the microphone. We're off-site. We're at a secret, undisclosed location.
Actually, we're at Personhood, Colorado.
At Personhood, Colorado, where the petition processing is going on right now at this very moment.
Yeah, and so there's a bit of noise in the studio because there are people scanning all around us. Yeah. And that's all right, Doug. I think we could get through the show.
We can definitely make it through the show.
Yeah, there's, 24 hours left?
About 24 hours from now, we will be marching into the office of the Secretary of State.
That's right. Personhood, Colorado, the co-sponsors of the amendment, Guabe Garcia-Jones.
Yeah, Gualberto.
And Leslie Hanks.
Leslie Hanks,
of course, Keith is a co-founder of Personhood USA.
Right. Keith runs with that crowd.
Yeah, he does. And so this is Personhood, Colorado and Colorado Right to Life. And, Doug, they're processing petitions by the thousands.
Right.
As we speak, the amount of work necessary to process them, it's a colossal.
It's amazing. It's
project.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. But how many? We need 76,000 signatures.
We need 76,047.
All right. So that's the specific number. We haven't gotten that specific so far.
That's how many
76,047. All right. And we have...
The current scuttlebutt that's going around is that we're within hundreds. We're within a few hundred.
We're within a few hundred.
We're within a few hundred of hitting that 76,047 number.
And within might mean a little bit under. We're within a few hundred of 76,000. That means we need a few more signatures.
If you haven't gotten signatures, if you can go out there today and get five, if there's... How many people
it's
are listening? Hundreds, a thousand people, thousands of people listening. If every one of you go out, get five signatures, get 10 signatures,
and
can make sure we get it.
I'm going to tell people how you could get signatures. There are four places where you could go to sign.
Right.
Right now, last minute, if you're in the Denver metro area. If you're outside of the metro area and you have three or four signatures or eight or 20 on a petition, you need to either get them delivered, couriered to Personhood, Colorado, or FedEx.
FedEx 10:30 a.m. delivery.
FedEx.
Yeah, FedEx 10:30. Not overnight. FedEx first, 10:30 a.m. delivery.
That's right. FedEx
gotta have it
by tomorrow. And if you're in the Denver metropolitan area and you haven't signed yet a petition, there are commercials running today on the Crawford stations in town. Doug, you know those great stations, KLZ, KLDC, and KLTT.
Awesome.
Could come on into the Crawford Broadcast Radio Studios. That's downtown, right on 29th.
29th, just off of I-25 there.
That's right, 2150
right
West 29th.
Right up to Spear and I-25,
Spear and I-25, right near there, a few blocks. And that's Crawford Broadcasting. They have petitions there. You could sign there, and you could also, if you want to, you could pick up a blank petition and come tomorrow to the signature turn-in event. It's open to our circulators.
Where is that happening? Have we nailed that? Has that been nailed down by the folks over at Personhood, Colorado?
It sure has. The Knights of Columbus Hall, a half a block from the Capitol.
Isn't that the same place we did it last time? Awesome.
That's right. We're going to have a great time. That's on Grant Street, 1555
Grant. Is that within
Grant.
Marching distance of the Secretary of State's office?
It's within marching distance. So assuming, Lord willing, if we get the remaining couple hundred signatures.
We have people here working and praying without ceasing, Bob.
That's right.
I see them all around me. I was with a young lady this morning. She was sorting petitions and just praying out loud for an hour straight. And I ended up praying with her and praising God. It was awesome.
Praise the Lord.
It was great.
Praise the Lord and pass a petition. All right.
It's the work of the Spirit of God, but we're His body. Amen?
Amen.
And so, we are gonna make this happen. If you in the audience will go out and make it happen. Get your petitions in. Go get a signature, one signature, five. Get 10. Get them in by tomorrow.
So you could go to Crawford and sign, or you could go to Colorado Right to Life's office downtown, or you could go to Personhood, Colorado in Arvada, Or you could go to Mardell Christian Books.
Mardell.
So those are the four locations to go sign. And you could probably pick up a blank petition and bring it tomorrow to the Knights of Columbus Hall when we're going to meet to turn in the petitions.
That's right.
But we need 76,047 signatures.
Every signature counts. It's a nail biter. We're coming right to the end.
Every signature.
Everything we do is exciting.
Everything.
Everything we do is exciting.
No signature left behind. And so no signature left behind. That means if you have three, somebody made a phone call, I heard it earlier, from Personhood, Colorado to a woman who lives in the Denver metro area, and somebody said she had three signatures, Doug, on one petition. They said, we need that in. Bring those three.
Yep. 49 just came in.
Okay,
49 signatures just came through the door.
49 petitions came in?
49 signatures. Came through the door.
All right, well, thank you, Lord. 49 signatures, Doug. Those are 49 people who may earn their place in history.
Amen.
Could you imagine the people who signed the Declaration of Independence?
Yeah. We don't have to imagine it, Bob. There's a record of it. There's a record, right?
There's a record of it.
Just like there'll be a record of this.
That's right. This is an opportunity to put your name, your reputation, your commitment to the Lord and to your neighbor to stop people from dismembering unborn children, from killing children in the womb.
To stand up and be a part of the most significant human rights movement, a movement to stop the dehumanization and murder of an entire class of people.
That's right. And Doug, one guy, really neat Christian guy, he said, you know, I give my money, I fund abstinence programs.
Right.
And that's a great thing to do.
That's laudable.
Yeah, because when young people or old people, when they have sex outside of marriage, it hurts them because God made us.
Right.
And God made us so that we would be physically intimate only within the bonds of matrimony.
Right.
Within marriage. And so people outside of marriage, they destroy themselves, they destroy their culture. And they even put at risk their eternal soul because they're rebelling against God. You need to be reconciled to Jesus Christ. Well, this is the world's greatest abstinence program right here.
Right?
Personhood is the world's greatest abstinence program because when you tell young people, oh, it's okay, you don't have to wait till marriage, you could have sex, and don't worry, if you get pregnant, Planned Parenthood will clean you out so you can be used by the next guy. It destroys the morality of young women.
Yeah.
It turns young guys into predators, sexual predators. This will help. This will do more than any other single legal initiative ever could to return to a Christian foundation.
Amen.
To our culture. I'm not saying Pollyanna. This will solve everything.
No, it's not going to be a magic bullet. But yeah, we'll get. How many? 14 just came through. 14 signatures just came through the door.
Jennifer,
praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jennifer.
The most powerful abstinence program.
Yeah, it
ever
is.
Conceived.
Because people will remember that God made these children in His image and His likeness. They have a God-given right to life, and you don't just go sleep around. And if you get pregnant, kill your baby.
No.
That will not be allowed. That should be against the law. It's murder. And, you know, somebody working here at Personhood in Colorado just handed me a note. He said, you know, backdoor in slavery?
Yeah.
You don't say, well, I fund African-American abstinence programs, so I'm not really into trying to stop slavery.
Yeah, that wouldn't make the cut.
That would not make the cut.
No.
And so, I mean, it's great to promote abstinence. Some people are really laughing at that. That was a good one.
That's a great line.
I fund African-American abstinence programs. I'm not trying to end slavery.
No.
It's great to try to teach people that you wait until marriage. That's how God made us. We're not animals.
Right.
We're not animals. We're human
and
beings.
And what is the great teacher but the law? And that's why we want to change the law of the state of Colorado to recognize that everyone's a person and deserves a right to life, liberty, due process of law.
Yeah.
Everyone should have those rights.
That's right.
I had a talk with someone this morning. I said, it's not only about abortion. This person was probably 75 years old.
Yeah.
I said, sir, it's not just about abortion. It's also about euthanasia. Everyone's a person and everyone should be protected by love and by law.
Mm.
So I said, when they come for you, I will stand up for you. My generation will stand up for your generation. And he signed the petition. It was awesome.
That is awesome, Doug. There are people today, I'm not going to give the names of some of the retail stores where people are getting signatures because they're chains that are not Christian.
Right.
Some of the general managers have said, I'm a Christian. I'm pro-life. I want to take a stand. Please get signatures at my store today. There's 24 hours left.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these businessmen, I mean, they've got guts.
They're willing to take a risk.
They are willing to take a risk. And at Mardell Christian Books down on South Wadsworth, just north of Bellevue, there are people there now. You could go there and sign, or you could get a blank petition and try to get 10 signatures till tomorrow. We're literally within a couple hundred signatures.
And so, you know, people, you wonder, could one vote make a difference? And we remember all the recent elections where it's been 50% to 50% and someone wins by 75 votes.
Yeah.
This literally, your signature that you turn in could be the one that puts us over the top and to make sure we get it. I can't emphasize enough how important it is.
Doug, I saw a petition. Somebody was processing a petition. It was circulated, and the circulator signed it and filled out the form. It was notarized, and then I saw there was only one signature on it, Doug. One.
Well, I'll take it.
And I thought, is that worth the effort? And everybody said, yes, it's worth the effort.
Yeah.
For one, that person has their place in history.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
And for two, that might be the signature that gets this on the ballot, because last time we doubled the conventional wisdom of how many people would vote for a total abortion ban.
Right. What was the conventional wisdom? Was
12%.
Maybe 10-12% would vote for it.
Yeah, and we got 600,000 votes in a liberal state like Colorado where they elected Obama.
Yeah, nearly 30% of Colorado voters.
Yeah, and so we doubled the conventional wisdom. And, Doug, that was with opposition from all the big pro-life organizations and Republican pro-life candidates.
Right.
They were all opposed to it.
They were. So
they thought this is just a fad.
It's a flash in the pan.
This will pass.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You know what's passed? The baton has passed.
That's right.
From Colorado to Montana to Mississippi to Florida to California.
To Missouri,
where they're all getting signatures, and Planned Parenthood and the ACLU and NARAL, they've identified the personhood movement as the threat to abortion in America.
The number one threat. Did you need something, young man? We had a volunteer come in. Did you need something? We're here to help. If we have to put down the microphone and help with signatures, we're willing. Did you need something? You good?
He's good. All right, he's good. He's all right.
All right.
Okay.
We're making sure that no signature is left behind.
Now we're in a side office at Personhood Colorado, and all the chairs are occupied.
Yeah, there's not a lot of surface area available.
A lot of workers are standing. Doug and I are doing this radio show standing because...
And we want to thank, by the way, the folks at Personhood Colorado for letting us bring the equipment down here in the midst of this controlled chaos and being able to set up. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, they are awesome. Okay,
do we want to talk about any of the news of the day? Oh, before we get to the news of the day, Bob Enyart Live, we want to keep this radio show on the air for another year. And that costs a lot of money. We need to raise $40,000 this month
for the
telethon.
$40,000.
And what have we been doing for the first 11 days of this month? We have not been doing the telethon.
No, so we've been promoting personhood because the deadline is tomorrow.
The deadline's tomorrow.
So what choice do we have? It's the telethon,
right,
or it's this historic opportunity. So, Doug, we give short shrift to our own ministry and our own finances, but what choice do we have?
So I'm prayerfully imploring you, if you're listening here in Denver, if you're listening around the country, to step up, stand in the gap while we're working on this project, and stand with us and send as much as you possibly can.
How many signatures
give
was that
sacrificially
earlier? You're talking about the telethon. Thank you, Doug.
Yes.
1-800-8-N-YARTS.
We need 76,000. I'm sorry.
1-800-836-9278. That's the gift to the telethon.
Or if you want to be on the air, 1-800-836-9278.
That's a possibility, although I don't know if the phones are going to work.
we can't take
but
calls.
We'll
I'm
see.
Sorry.
Maybe we could. I've got an IFB here, and they could tell me. But
I've got my Bluetooth in my ear right now in case a volunteer calls. I've been directing people all over the metro area all morning.
Yeah.
I feel like a traffic cop.
Praise God. Thousands of phone calls went out today. Thousands.
Yeah.
Telling people this is the last 24 hours. We need your help. We need a few hundred more signatures. And so Doug, we don't talk a lot about the telethon, about funds for Bob and Yurt Live, but it's because we're focusing on ending child killing.
Right.
And earlier, when somebody walked up to you, they showed you a petition. How many signatures were on that petition? 49? Was it 49?
Yeah.
49.
49 signatures.
It didn't hit me that we're within a couple hundred.
Yeah, yeah.
We had 11 before that.
We're closing in. We're probably within 100. We could be within 100. I mean, we don't have an exact count, but we could be within 100 of making the ballot. Can you go out and get five?
An exact count out there.
Do you guys have an exact count?
I think they're keeping us in the dark intentionally.
We're very close, Bob.
I'm going to give the locations where people could go sign.
Yeah, give that again.
Yeah, people could go sign, and you could pick up a blank petition. And if you have a petition with three or four signatures on it, please get it notarized. Get it notarized and get it into Personhood Colorado. We're approaching an emergency situation with the time that's remaining. And tomorrow, if for some reason you can't get it in today, and it needs to be in today because it has to be processed.
Yeah.
If you simply can't, if you're in a wheelchair.
If you're bedridden.
Your battery is run out. And you just can't.
Your hover round just won't get out the door.
You just simply can't get it to person in Colorado today. And you can't even do post office USPS overnight.
No.
Because to them, overnight means 2 days.
And that's expressly written.
It says that.
It says,
what is overnight delivery? By the second day.
It's over some future night not yet specified. It could be tonight. It could be tomorrow night.
But it is overnight.
It will be overnight.
All right. So you can't. You could FedEx it.
I'll come to your house. I will come to their house, Bob.
Doug McBurney?
But what you need to do is come to one of the locations that Bob is going to read. But if you need it, I will come to your house.
If you need it.
Yeah, I will.
All right. But
I had people delivering in-person petitions to my house late into the night last night.
Wow.
People down south.
Thank you.
Brought in 238 signatures this morning with me.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's exciting. And so if for some reason you can't bring your signatures in tonight, or because tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. you're going to a Bible study, which, by the way, Doug, I am.
You're going to a Bible study 6 a.m.?
Around I-25 in Evans, around there. 6 a.m. It's Friday. Tomorrow's Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
The 12th? Yeah. 6 a.m. Yeah. So if you're going to a Bible study in the morning, you're going to get some signatures tomorrow morning. Okay, you can't get them in today. Then you could bring them to the Knights of Columbus Hall tomorrow, one block from the Capitol at 1555 Grant Street at noon. We'll be there from probably noon to 2.
And a notary will be on site.
On site, notary public. And today, though, you can go to Crawford Broadcasting, their radio studios at Spear and I-25. It's real near there. Now, if you want directions or a map to any of these four places, go online to personhoodcolorado.com. That's easy.
That's it. Get it
done.
And
they've got right there, Mardell Christian Books, Personhood Colorado, which is in Arvada, Colorado Right to Life, which is downtown, half a block from the Capitol, or Crawford Broadcasting. And you just click on the address. You probably have a GPS. Your phone will probably tell you how to get
there.
You
can figure it out.
You figure it out. You just go get first sign. Make sure you've signed.
Yes.
It's essential.
Make sure you sign the petition. That's the key.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want your name there like John Hancock's was, so that for all of history, people know that you were involved, you've got to sign the petition.
Yeah, Doug, I have a couple of my sons are actually here today. And my oldest son, Josiah, his grandmother didn't like that name, Josiah.
She didn't like that name?
No. Now she loves it. But at the time, she didn't like it.
Yeah.
And she said, no, that's not a good name. That was before it was popular.
Okay.
It's been popular lately in Christian circles.
Yeah, I've heard it more and more.
Yeah, but she said, get a good name off of the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
She went up to the attic, and she actually got a scroll. And it was filled with dust. And she blows off the dust and unfurls it.
Yeah.
And right there, Josiah.
Is that right? There was a signer of the Declaration named Josiah.
If I remember, he was the first signer. First name, Josiah. And I thought, Wow, cool. We picked a good name.
That, the deal is closed. That's it.
And so Josiah's grandma said, all right, forget it. I give up. I give in. Josiah, fine. Great name. And now she loves that name.
That is a cool
like
name.
A favorite name. So, yeah, put your John Hancock, put your Josiah Enyart, put your signature on a place where it will matter.
That's right. Eternally.
Eternally.
Yeah, eternally.
Imagine the people 200 years ago who were trying to end slavery and our thanks and gratitude to them today. And the people in heaven who everybody wants to get to know.
Yeah.
You know, everybody wants to get to know everybody eventually, but a lot of people we never heard of.
Yeah, yeah.
But we all want to get to know the people who had the courage to take a stand for God and for the innocent.
The heroes.
The heroes.
Yeah. And not everybody's a hero. In fact, very, very few people are heroes. Very few. People throw that word around a lot. Everybody's a great American. Everybody's a hero. Everybody's not a hero.
Superheroes.
You have to do something courageous to be a hero. And standing up for the weakest and the most vulnerable among us, that's heroic.
That reminds me of what Jesus said. Jesus talked about children, Doug, you know, a number of times in the Gospels. He talked about how much he loved children, how special children were.
Yeah.
That children in heaven, they're thinking about kids, each kid individually. They're thinking about those kids. They're concerned about them in heaven. And Jesus, they didn't want to bring kids near Jesus because he was busy, you know?
Right,
he's important. He said, no, bring those children to me.
That's right.
He said, unless you're like a child and your trust in God, you're not going to get to heaven.
Bob, there's an 18-month-old child right behind you. Don't step
I don't
on her.
Back up. All right, there are kids crawling all over this place. What is this, a pro-life outfit or what? There are kids everywhere.
They got kids all running all
there's
over the
diapers
place.
Diapers.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah, this is a great place. So, and the Lord Jesus, he said, you know, if somebody causes one of these little ones to stumble, it would be better to tie a millstone around their neck and throw them into the sea.
Wow.
A millstone, that's what they use to crush grain.
Yeah, and that would pull you right down to the depths of the bottomest, deepest, darkest part of the sea.
Yeah, imagine if you were in the Pacific over the Mariana Trench.
Hey, they're handing out cookies. Oh, Nutter Butters?
Nutter Butter Peanut Butter.
Nutter Butter's keeping the crew going.
Here, look at that.
We're operating
I'll pass, but I'd like one.
We're operating on simple carbohydrates and caffeine at this point.
I had those brownies from Maui. You see those brownies? Those Hawaiian brownies from
Maui?
Macadamia
nuts in there?
Oh, they were good.
So, I haven't had a Nutter Butter in probably 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
You know what my mother always used to say, Doug, don't talk while you're eating on national radio.
Is that what she used to say?
Yeah. Now, one of the guys scanning just laughed, and the pop came out of his nostrils.
Hey, wipe it off the keyboard.
All right. So, okay, we've got Mardell Christian Books.
Mardell Christian Books, who have
that
been phenomenal.
That place, they are heroes.
Without Mardell, we couldn't get on the ballot.
Mardell, you know, Bibles, educational material, gifts.
Yep, yep.
Mardell on South Wadsworth, just north of Bellevue. I am going to shop at Mardell for the rest of my life.
Amen. We're doing a homeschool curricula for fourth grade that we're going to get it all at Mardell.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
For the rest of my life. If I need one of those VeggieTales DVDs, I'm going to Mardell.
If I need a pencil, I'm going to Mardell. Forget Office Depot. I'm going to Mardell.
Mardell, they have been courageous Christians standing up for the innocent child who Planned Parenthood tears apart.
Bob, Mardell is among the key organizations. Mardell, Crawford Broadcasting, Maranatha Christian Center.
Yeah.
Am I leaving somebody out?
Oh, yeah. The churches who've signed.
Every church.
Hundreds of
We can't name them all.
Hundreds have signed. Hundreds of churches have signed petitions. Last night, folks went. We realized we're within hundreds.
Well,
last night people went to some Wednesday night meetings.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was 1,800 last night.
People literally were going to Wednesday night Bible studies last night.
To get signatures.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, went to one, you know, beautiful large church, and they found out almost everybody had signed because the petition had been circulated for two Sundays in a row.
Praise the Lord.
So real exciting. Hey, Doug, the New York Times said that global warming caused the blizzards of on the East Coast.
Okay, wait a second.
That was the New York Times.
Wait, that sounds outrageous, Bob. That's the Gray Lady. That's the newspaper of record. What did they say?
Yeah, and their circulation is now down under a million, right?
So they say that you're not making this up.
No, but
they say the ferocious storms are consistent with forecasts that heating the planet is going to produce more frequent and more intense weather events.
But the warmer it gets, you're not going to have record cold temperatures all over the world.
That's kind of hard.
The hotter it gets, you're not going to have record cold temperatures. I mean, if you could be sold that, you could be sold the Brooklyn Bridge.
I mean, that's like the magician standing in front of you and saying, "Now, don't look at that hand. Don't look at that hand." Hey, I mean, how stupid.
Don't
is
pay
that
attention
thing?
To the man behind the curtain.
Yeah.
This freezing cold weather is a result of global warming.
Yeah, and Washington, D.C. was virtually shut down for the last two or three days.
They had to reschedule the Senate's hearing on global warming.
I heard that on the show yesterday.
They had to reschedule.
Now, that was a belly laugh when you announced that.
And we've been doing this on air for 20 years, Doug. We've been telling people global warming is caused by the sun.
Yeah.
God in the Bible said that spring and fall, summer and winter shall not cease while the earth is here. So liberals would like to make you panic about things that are not important and ignore God and children being dismembered. So Christians should go to God's word and figure out what's right and do that.
Amen. Now, the only other big news of the day, Bob, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad over in Iran.
That guy.
He has declared Iran a nuclear state. Now, he did so without actually blowing up a nuclear bomb.
Yeah.
He just made an announcement in front of a huge crowd. Now, Bob, I want to put this picture on the website.
All right.
There's a dramatic picture from the Associated Press.
Oh, my. I see it.
Thousands of Iranians in the streets for the jubilant, joyful celebration of 31 years of mullah rule.
They're thrilled. They're ecstatic.
You can make out the faces of hundreds of people. There is not a single smile. I want to put this on the website so people can see. And you know what someone told me this morning? I put this up on Facebook, and they said, you know, Doug, that's the same type of look that a crowd would have if you had them marching down to celebrate 30 years of legalized abortion in America. Not a smile on any face.
Not a smile.
And that's what the Iranians look like. They do not look happy. Bob.
No. No.
In fact, the fella from Naval Intelligence, he's betting that just out of range of the camera, there's guys standing there with machine guns making sure everybody stays in line.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's sad for Iran. We need to pray for Iran. We need to Christianize Iran.
So the fellow from Naval Intelligence.
Yeah.
All right. So he gave us that info.
You know, we have an inside Naval Intelligence fellow.
Well, I know we have.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we have a federal marshal.
We're connected.
Been helping
we're
out.
Well connected.
We've got judges. We've got sheriffs.
Yes, we do.
Prosecutors.
And a cast of thousands all over the
state
of Colorado.
We had a defense attorney, but we kicked him out.
Is that right?
We don't want defense attorneys. I mean, a defense attorney could be a pro-lifer, yes, but
yes.
Join a different pro-life group.
Please, just go somewhere.
We want prosecutors.
Yeah.
All right, so, hey, Doug.
So that's the only other news of the day that could possibly compete with the personhood festivities. Go get a signature. Get a petition in. Get at least one signature, even if it's only yours, and be a part of this movement.
And come on out tomorrow at the Knights of Columbus Hall at noon.
Downtown Denver.
It's right by the Capitol, right near. Just go downtown. Colfax and Broadway, there's the Capitol.
All right, everybody, a round of applause. Come on, a round of applause. There we go. Great job, Bob.
We have to go back to work now, Doug.
Yep.
All right, God bless you, Doug. Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. What a fabulous school. And our website is KGOV.com. God bless you.